It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a special listener's edition of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Yay!
Dynamite drop in, Mike.
You know,
that was good.
Nevin, that was supposed to be, that was supposed to sound like a bunch of people cheering.
Well, it was good for a first effort.
First effort?
For first effort, it wasn't bad. It helps when it sounds like more than one person cheering.
You know what? Okay, anyways. It's a special listener's edition, everybody, of the Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
And let's do the hey yays together, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Yeah!
See,
that's not cool.
Okay.
That is not
Hey, you
cool
know what? You make fun of me, I leave you out to dry. That's how it goes.
I'm just watching.
Okay,
it's a special listener's edition. Those are claps. See, there's at least more than one people doing something. So, anyways, welcome to the show. It is
trying not to crack up too much, you guys.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Wow.
I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman.
Ooh.
And Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Mm.
You know what's funny, Mike? We've been talking for about 90 seconds and we've gotten absolutely nowhere. So we're gonna go right through this.
Sure.
We have a special episode today. We're gonna do a special listeners edition.
Yay.
All our That was good. We worked the second time.
Okay,
we worked the second time.
Good.
I like
see,
that.
See.
So all of our topics were listener requests. And
excellent.
I got to say, they're a little odd. I'm just gonna.
No, that's cool.
That's cool. Which
that's
is nothing,
cool.
Right?
I mean, it's not like we do. It's not like we never do on topic.
True,
anything,
but
this
okay. A couple of these.
Well,
actually, the first one we're gonna do.
See, you know them. And
you
I
know
don't,
that.
So,
yeah,
so
I want the shock factor.
Good.
And actually,
okay.
This was the first one
okay.
is from Raven in Florida.
Raven
in
How
Florida.
Do you spell Raven?
You spelled it. Yeah, he spelled it R-A-V-O-N.
O-N.
O-N.
Wow.
O-9-E.
That's like a vampire in Twilight.
Yeah.
Or something.
Raven, that's true.
I'm just guessing.
I think it's a good guess.
Okay.
I bet there was a vampire in Twilight named
wow,
Raven.
It's kind of cool that we got a Twilight vampire to write.
Yeah, there you go. Good, Raven.
Okay.
I'm happy. Good. I hope you like the movie.
Cool.
Enjoy the books. Raven posed a very interesting question to us that I just thought we had to read on the air. And he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, if you..." I'm not sure how to put this because his writing was kind of, you know, a little over the place.
Yeah.
See, he's basically saying this. If you were offered all the, say, amenities of the Playboy Mansion,
okay.
which I guess, you know, run of the place,
mm-hmm.
use of the bunnies.
Yes.
If you were offered the use of the amenities of the Playboy Mansion and all you had to do was hold Hugh Hefner's penis while he was taking a whiz – and then shake the penis afterwards, would you do it? So, Mike, the scenario is this, okay?
I got it.
You got it? Well, just let me repeat it one more time for the listeners, okay? So basically is this. If you are offered the opportunity to enjoy all the amenities of the Playboy Mansion, okay, use of the facilities, the food,
mm-hmm.
the women, and in exchange, you have to hold Hugh Hefner's penis while he's urinating,
yes.
and then shake said penis up and down like you're shaking a hand, would you do it? Mike, I'm going to let you go first.
First off, let me just say I'm very surprised that vampires are interested in this kind
yes.
of topic. No.
You really wouldn't?
Well, you know what? It depends. It depends on like what the length of time that I would have the Playboy Mansion
Good
available
point.
To me would be. Would this be an hour? Would this be the rest of my life? See, you see what I mean?
Let me ask you
okay,
this.
Okay, sure.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Yep.
I say yes.
Okay.
And I say yes, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
okay? Two things.
Okay.
One, whether it's a year,
okay.
an hour,
okay.
or 15 minutes.
With the bunnies?
With the bunnies.
I see.
It, you know, it's
yeah,
the bunny. So
yeah,
that's
you know
it.
What? Okay.
You know,
you
so,
know the more, if you put it that way.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
Yeah.
All right? Now, this may sound a little weird.
Okay.
But this is Hugh Hefner we're talking about. To me, I'm just going to say it. I'm a heterosexual.
Right.
I feel comfortable with this.
Go ahead.
Okay? It's an honor to hold the penis of
sure.
Hugh Hefner.
You know,
this is Hef
yeah,
we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
The stories that
you know,
his penis could share
you know,
if it could talk.
You know what? I totally know where you're coming from on this. I mean, no pun intended. And, you know, and this is
oh,
great.
Man.
I'm just going to say, though, yeah, and by the way, I'm sorry for all the little children that
oof,
are listening to this
wow.
one. But I just want to say here, you know, you just don't. The thing is, you truly don't know where that penis has been. You know, I mean, you know some of the.
I think you have a pretty good idea of where it's
right, but you don't know. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, it's like I'd probably do it. The more I think about it, and the more I'm thinking about it, I mean, okay, all right, whatever.
I mean,
you know,
it is a legend, and I mean, you could travel the world and not seen the things that Hugh Hefner's penis has seen.
That is true.
You know,
that's a good point. Now, let me just ask you though, Nevin. I mean, would you feel the same about someone like, say, Ron Jeremy?
No, okay. I mean, it's a difference because I think the fact that it's Hugh Hefner makes all the difference in the world. He's a legend who commands our respect. If you listen,
I'm just curious. I mean,
here's my feelings on Hugh Hefner.
Sure,
there's no living God on Earth, but if there's a close second, it's Hugh Hefner.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah, that's my feeling.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, I would do it. Grudgingly, Nevin probably would not. Mm-hmm. Nevin would just jump for the penis.
I would just say yes, no exceptions, and then, you know, once that part is done, wash my hands and enjoy the bunnies. You know?
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Okay. I'd probably do the same, especially if I'd had a little bit to drink.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You could liquor yourself up first. That's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Lick yourself up.
Liquor. Liquor.
Liquor.
Liquor.
Okay.
Liquor.
Got it.
All right.
Nice.
Okay. Good.
There were a lot of extremely dirty, dirty puns.
But we didn't cuss.
No.
We didn't cuss.
That's correct.
You know?
And you know what? You know what that makes this? PG-13.
Yes.
Excellent.
I love it.
High five.
I love it. Nice. Yes, there we go.
Good job.
PG-13 version.
Good job. Okay.
Next question comes from Amber in Oak Park, California. And I know. Mike's looking at the paper. I wrote New York.
I was excited because I was like, hey, I'm New
sorry.
Yorker. Okay.
I didn't mean to get your hopes up. It's actually Amber from Oak Park, California. Right. And she pointed something out to us. She said, "Dear Mike and Nev, do you ever notice that Suri Cruz, who, by the way, is the daughter, of course, of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, do you ever notice that Suri Cruz doesn't wear a coat? I mean, ever.
Interesting.
Even in New York when it's winter. What's up with that? Is it some sort of Scientology ritual?" And that's from Amber in Oak Park. And you know what? It's funny. I didn't really think about it until Amber pointed it out. But it's true. Suri Cruz doesn't wear a coat. And you know from experience, it does get pretty cold in New York.
It can get quite chilly. Wow. That's an interesting... I mean, I have to admit, Amber, thank you for being someone who studies Suri Cruz pictures and, you know, taking care of that because I...
Thank you for having a lot of downtime at your job.
Wow, I would not do that. But that's a good point. I mean, it does get cold in New York. And, I mean, maybe...
Could it be a Scientology thing?
Well... I don't think so. I mean, do Scientologists not wear coats in general?
I don't know.
Maybe their children don't.
Maybe.
You know, it's a good question.
It is a good
question. We should try to find a Scientologist.
We should.
And figure this out.
Is L. Ron Hubbard still alive?
No.
Well, that goes option A.
Yeah. You know, I mean, see, the thing is, I'm scared, though, to go up to the Scientology, church, mansion thing.
I am.
Did you hear about that guy, like, about a month ago now?
No.
With the sword?
No.
It's like some guy who apparently was wielding a sword. You know, and like threatening people with it, and they shot him dead.
The Scientologist?
The Scientology guard.
Wow.
In front of the church,
Was he threatening the Scientologist?
Yeah, he was like, it was apparently like a real sword.
Well, was he attacking them?
I mean, he was threatening to.
Okay, I mean, because my thinking, you know, Scientologists or not, if someone's coming after you with a sword, you should shoot that guy.
Okay, yeah, I'll buy it.
That's my feeling.
Or pull out your sword and duel.
Well, yeah.
And you'd think of all the people Scientologists would have swords.
You know, I say
you know what I mean?
That or mothership orbs.
Right, you know, but but maybe if they don't wear coats, maybe it's
maybe. I mean, it,
you
can't fit that.
Where
in the
would you put it?
The
in?
Gun would fit in the pocket, you but know, the sword wouldn't.
Maybe that's what it is.
Makes perfect sense. I like that. Okay, perfect.
It does?
I think.
Well,
so.
Well, in terms of Scientology.
Well, in terms of the shape, of the size of the gun, the size of the sword.
Okay. So, Amber, sorry we didn't really answer your question in any way.
We'll look into that, though.
We'll look into it.
Okay. And our final request comes from John in Nebraska. It saddens me that of all the things we got, this was made the top three. John in Nebraska writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, what are your thoughts on candied yams?"
Oh, wow.
That's all he says. What are your thoughts on candied yams?
Oh, wow.
Mike, what are your thoughts on candied yams?
Well, John in Nebraska, I'll eat them if they're in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite thing in the world. I'm not exactly glad that they exist, but, you know, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. John, I don't like Candy DMs.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So right. That's that. So
I was just trying to be a little have a little more substance.
But you know
there.
What? You just you took everything I was going to say.
I did. Mean, basically, you don't like them.
More exactly.
Well, but you could ramble.
I could, but you know, I just.
Okay. That's okay. You know, I mean, I'll put it this way: can anybody name a book that's been written about candy DMs?
I cannot.
Okay. Can anyone name an article that's been written about candy DMs?
I cannot.
See, so here, now admittedly we don't have a huge cross-section line, but I'll just say right now, I think 5 to 10 words, it's decent.
Boom, yeah, boom, it's really, really all it needs. Yeah. You know, we say...
I like that, boom.
Boom, yeah, it's you like know, we speak it. To the question, yeah, and that's pretty much
very
it.
Very good.
And speaking of listeners edition, we always encourage comments from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send a letter to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. This week's letter comes from Ben in North Dakota, who listened to the recent podcast. We talked about the rise in price of McDonald's double cheeseburgers, and Ben had some things to say that this upset me, Mike, and I think this may upset you too. He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, it doesn't matter to me. I go to McDonald's maybe twice a year, and when I do, I usually get the quarter pounder of cheese. Did that go up in price too? When I was a kid, I would go to the White Castle and order a dozen hamburgers at 14 cents each and eat all of them myself. Cheeseburgers were 17 cents back then, and McDonald's didn't exist yet." And it's signed Ben in North Dakota. Now, Mike, let's ignore, you know, basically the last two-thirds of this letter, because I really don't give a darn about Ben's little childhood memories of White Castle and what he ate.
I'm having problems with McDonald's not existing yet.
And going to McDonald's twice a year? Why is he even speaking about this?
Well, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean...
You know what? We should pick this letter apart. We should go line by line.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it.
Go for it. Go.
Okay. It doesn't matter to me.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Yeah. I go to McDonald's.
You have no soul.
I go to McDonald's maybe twice a year.
You're an idiot.
Oh, come on.
Please.
And when I do, I usually get the quarter pounder with cheese.
Which is so dry.
You know, seriously.
It really is.
Seriously. I mean, you know,
every time I get the quarter pounder with cheese, I'm disappointed.
And also, I would just like to say, you go twice a year and you usually get?
Yeah.
Usually. You know what?
Well, you know, he'd remember because it breaks it down.
Oh, unbelievable. Okay. Did that go up in price too?
Oh, now, you're not, now, you're, now you don't even
guess
know what you're
guess
about.
What? If you go to McDonald's.com, you can figure that out.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
You don't have to ask us.
Yes.
Okay? We're not good. When I was a kid.
And I'm already bored. When I was a kid,
I would go to the White Castle.
Which is not even what we're talking about.
Right.
Like, I don't know why you brought White Castle into this.
And first off, the White Castle?
Yeah.
There's only one?
Yeah.
Where did you live?
Yeah.
And order a dozen hamburgers at 14 cents each.
Pig.
14.
Yeah. 14 cents.
That doesn't make any sense. Who would charge 14 cents? I don't understand. It is weird. 15
You're
cents.
Right.
Unbelievable. And eat all of them myself. Congratulations. Congratulations. You know what? I'm from New York a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in New York for a long
exactly.
time. White Castle burgers,
mm-hmm.
not too big. Okay.
Yeah.
14 burgers, whatever. That's
yeah.
like basically a quarter pounder.
Preach okay. on, Mike. Preach on.
Cheeseburgers were 17 cents back then. You know what? My fingers are doing the world's smallest violin. 17 cents.
You know what's funny about that?
Who cares?
Too? He has no idea how much a quarter pound of cheese costs.
Right.
But if you remember, you know, 60, cents. Yeah, 60
He's
years
making
ago.
This up.
Yeah.
These are all like odd numbers that sound official, but they're not. Okay? This is ridiculous. Okay? You know what? Like, come on. And McDonald's didn't yet exist. McDonald's has been around forever. Okay? The dinosaurs The dinosaurs probably ate McDonald's. Okay? So you know what, Ben?
No, you don't. You don't.
I can't. You're making me crack up. So you know what, Ben in North Dakota? I don't believe you. You're wrong. You're crazy. And you know what? Yeah, never mind.
That was beautiful.
Forget it.
You know
I can't go on.
Mike, you know what? You did such a good job. Take this home. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I don't know if I can, but you know what, everybody? Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find us, you know, exclusively. What do you say at Mike and Nev?
MikeandNev.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and also check out Nev's blog if you want to, NevDog.
NevDog.blogspot.com.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening.
Oh.
Continue to check us out. For Mike, world's smallest violin, Feldman, I'm Nevin Parrish. It's the Things That Matter.